அற்புதமாயருள் வழங்கும்.
ஹலோ,
புனஸ்வாமி, குட் மார்னிங், திஸ் இஸ் அந்திரியா ஃப்ரம் தேவரவி ரேடியோ. Yes, Andrea from the Orovi Radio. Good morning, Bhunzmani.
Good morning.
Can I have just 2 minutes with you that I have some question for the radio because I'm recording the phone call.
Okay.
In your knowledge, the TNB will cut the power soon, or we will proceed with the normal cut?
Actually, we will proceed with the normal cut because I have requested the TNB to inform me whether they are going to shut down the whole substation like they did for Thane cyclone. They told me I should wait until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then they will let me know whether they want to shut down the whole substation or only the breaker.
Okay. So you are, you are in touch with the TNB and probably it may
by
happen.
By 2 o'clock I will know for sure.
Okay.
What they are going to do.
Okay. So,
and I am preparing myself to see whether we can be ready.
Yeah.
For getting this cyclone cleared with my chainsaw, with my knife, and all our people, raincoat. So I'm just getting ready.
Okay, so
<or less. laughs>
yeah, your team is ready to go in action and in case that we'll have again the same.
I have one genset with me, which I got from Geo Grant, and I will be sending it out to all the locations where they need essentially all the community essential services.
Okay.
And I have bought a raincoat for all my guys, electricians, that we can go out and work without any problem.
Okay. Let's see. I have a little question regarding how the Orovilians can protect the electrical lines, how they can avoid to have a major issue. Do you have suggestion?
So what I would say that all the people who are in the house or they know that the cyclone is going to happen, they should better put their breaker in the DB, breakers or ELCB, what we call air leakage circuit breaker, and the isolator should be put off during the cyclone.
During the cyclone, so should be?
During the cyclone, switch it off.
Okay.
And if they have an inverter or telephone line or modem, they should disconnect it physically.
Disconnect it physically.
Disconnect it physically because during the cyclone, there is a thunder storm or if there is lightning, it is very difficult to protect the equipment like laptop, computer, modem, all that will be very, very difficult to protect it.
Okay.
People should not think that if they switch it off, everything is going to be okay. Even after switching it off, they should pull it out physically from the wall plug.
Okay, so it's very advised to disconnect it physically from the
socket. Socket, they should physically remove it.
Telephone line and power line.
Power line and telephone line.
Okay, Punuswami, so your team is ready to take action in case something is going to happen.
Yes.
And at 2 p.m., so you will have some news to share. You will share it in News and Note?
I will share it.
I will share it.
You can call me around 2:30 or 3 o'clock, then I will share it.
Okay, I will check it also in Auronet. Thank you very much, Punuswami.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Good morning, Shrini Vasamurti. This is Andrea from the Orovir Radio.
Morning, Andrea. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much. Can I disturb you just for 1 minute? I would like to. I'm recording this phone call for the radio, and I see in Evinet that the school are closed, and I would like to have some information about what's going on regarding the schools and some other topic. Regarding the cyclone. So the schools, it seems it will be closed for 1 day or two, no?
Yeah, I think initially I also feel that we should follow like the Pondicherry government, which is very close to us. They have declared a holiday already.
Mm-hmm.
So as a precautionary measure, we should also close for today, and we will see the situation by evening. If it is required, then we can see for tomorrow.
Okay, so all the schools in Oroville actually are closed, and maybe also tomorrow
if the cyclone is going to cross the coast today, tonight or something, then we may have, winds which can go up to, they say, 55 to 100 kilometers per hour, so which can cause damage because the because of the rain since couple of almost since a day or two, the trees get soaked with the roots, and we may have a damage. You know, then
yes,
we should be a little cautious.
Absolutely, yeah, I understand. And the Oroville Foundation somehow is preparing a plan in case the cyclone is approaching Oroville and in cross Oroville. There is something ready.
Yeah, I think I've just spoken to the L'Avenir member Jean-Francois, and they said yes, we are ready with our chainsaws and anything to clear the road. So I think now Oroville is better prepared to take up with the experience we had last year.
And we have also much less trees.
Yeah, now I think it's slightly better. But I think the wind speeds will not be hopefully as high as it was last year. So I think we are definitely better prepared than last year.
So did we, the Oroville Foundation, did receive some from the government some clear direction or something that you are the foundation?
No, it is like we have to follow the weather direction and the weather forecast given by the local government and the agencies. So we are proceeding only as a matter of caution. So from the government, I mean, they would expect that we would take all necessary steps to obviate any problems in this kind of a situation. So it's okay. I think things are manageable.
Okay. Thank you very much, Shirini Vedamurti, and maybe we will talk tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Have a nice day.
I'm right now in Shrima. It's raining, and I can see the sea. And the sea, for the time being, is sort of calm. Not calm, but is less than yesterday. Actually, there are big waves, but little bit less than yesterday. It looks like something is coming. The waves are around 3 meters. The guys of the surf, they are enjoying themselves, not yet another beach. And so, will be cyclone, apparently there will be a not a cyclone, but a tropical storm.
Yeah, tropical storm.
Yes, apparently it's this. So the wind will be 50 kilometers per hour, and now there is no wind. I mean, there is wind, but maybe 15 kilometers or 20. And so we are waiting. Apparently it's tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, that will be the strongest. And I saw for the first time some rain weather channel, and they called it tons of rain. I never saw that before, the tons of rain expression.
Tons of rain.
Tons of rain, yeah. And so it's raining right now, and there are people on the beach, I see, and they have an umbrella, so it's not so much windy.
And
so we are waiting. The problem will be that it's raining since two days now, and all the roots are very full with water. So if the wind comes, maybe some tree will collapse again.
It maybe will have again problem with the collapsing trees. But you are part of the working committee. You had a meeting yesterday. Was decided something, or you are waiting? The working committee is waiting. That something.
Okay, the working committee has not the power to decide if a cyclone will come or not.
For sure.
Well, Eric published on the net some advice. The French consulate was more dramatic. They published something like a big alert. And I was looking at the weather channels and so on. So till now is not so so big, but it can come when he approach the coast, he can speed it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel. So let's
hope that it'll be cool.
Yeah.
The rain is very appreciated because it was a very dry weather the last few months. So the rain is very good.
Not the wind.
I see the trees are enjoying it. But the wind will see.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel.
Now it's okay.
Okay, Daniel. Thank you very much. Bye, Daniel.